And it's time again for Coastside Musicians here on CoastsideBuzz.com. And today we're lucky to have with us Bridget Moser and her Martin guitar. So Bridget, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's get started off a bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an artist on the Coastside here. I do a couple different mediums, including music. I'm also a potter and a painter, and I practice a little yoga. I consider that an art form.
Well, let's go back to music. How old were you when you first got an interest in music?
Well, there was always a guitar laying around the house growing up, and I'd just listen to the radio and try to figure out songs, but I never really pursued it until my 20s when I started performing and moved to Colorado. And I met my bandmate there, Miranda Ettinger. That's how it all started with our band, Sheehaw. I ended up, when I was 25, around there, I was studying a lot of yoga, and I ended up starting this window cleaning business, and that pretty much consumed my life, and it took me away from my music, and my bandmate moved to California, and I stopped playing music for a while, but I guess the turning point came when I got burnt out from my business and decided to go to school when I was 30 years old. It's one thing has kind of led to another, but I decided to take a backpacking trip to Costa Rica, and I was playing music at a surf camp out there called Malpais Surf Camp, and a woman heard me playing bluegrass, and she was from North Carolina, and she said, "Hey, have you ever been to North Carolina before? There's a great bluegrass scene out there, and I work at this school outside of Asheville, and you'd fit in right really well there, and you should come check it out." And at that time in my life, I was thinking about going back to school and studying agriculture and getting more back into my music. So I went out there and loved it and ended up leaving my business in Colorado. And that actually didn't last very long. I joined the soccer team at the school, and I got into a really bad accident playing soccer, which made me had to drop out of school. It was the second game into the season, and it was pretty severe. So it's like I had just moved my whole life out to North Carolina, and then there I was with this. I was blacking out and had really severe amnesia. And when I'd wake up out of these, I'd be laying in bed, and I'd wake up, I had this huge hunger for music like I had never had before. And so I went and picked up my guitar and I started playing, and it just broke my heart because I had lost a lot of my memory and I couldn't remember how to play guitar. Mm. And, but that's when I actually started singing. I just wanted it so bad. I wanted to play, and, I couldn't. So I had to teach myself how to play again. After that, I was pretty much bedridden for several weeks, and once I started getting around, and I'd go for these walks and around the neighborhood, and this is how I got into pottery. I met one of my neighbors who was a folk potter, and she invited me into her studio, and I started working with the clay, and it was probably the best therapy for me, because I had lost a lot of my motor skills and my coordination with my hands, and just getting my hands in the clay was really healing for me, as well. Even and also playing my guitar and was mentally stimulating. And she'd tell me stories about the history of American pottery, which is there. The pottery in North Carolina it's like the Mecca. They dig their own clay, they have wood fire kilns, and I was just fascinated. She'd tell me stories, and I'd just play in the clay, and we'd take field trips to different potteries. And it was probably another month there, and then I had to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And I had been taking trips out to California to play with my band, Sheeha, and I never wanted to leave California. I knew I'd end up out there eventually, but I decided, I guess now is the time to move out there. And I was still wanted to learn about farming, and I knew I'd find a farm to work on in California. So I figured I'd drive across the country and look for a farm and maybe get my band back together. And so that's what I did.
Well, on that, first of all, I couldn't tell. I mean, your manual dexterity when you've been playing the guitar before we started recording seems as good as any I've ever seen. So you made a very excellent recovery then from the soccer incident.
Well, yeah, there's some subtle things that not a lot of people notice, but I still struggle with migraines, and I'm pretty much back to normal, and I didn't get all of my memory back, but most of it.
Oh, good. Well, maybe you remember all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I got to ask you one question. Okay, first of all, a lot of people listening may not be aware that Martin is one of the premier guitar makers in the world, and you have a Martin, so it's kind of like having a Rolls Royce of cars. How long have you had your Martin?
This Martin was a gift to me. I've had it for a couple years now, and it's my dream guitar. It's a mahogany. It's got a small body. It's from 1952. The mahogany wood goes really well. It's got a warm sound, and it really fits with my voice. And it's my baby. I take it everywhere.
All right. The other thing, we talked about your pottery, and one of the things I need to mention is you have one of your samples that you brought with you, which is a jug for liquids, and it looks pretty good. So you're obviously fairly talented. Now, do you have your own kiln here for the pottery?
One of my good friends, Margaret Tassi, has a wood-fired kiln, and I've been learning this traditional Japanese style of firing in her kiln, and that's where this jug was made. I love the shapes of early American pottery, the molasses and moonshine shapes, and that's what I've been creating lately. Most of my pieces are functional wares, and I do some electric firing. That I have an electric kiln in the harbor where my studio is, but the wood fire is what I really love to do. I don't do it as often because it requires a lot of work. There's about 15 of us that get together and chop the wood ourselves and stoke the fire for several days. And the ashes from the wood is what actually creates the glaze on the pieces. And it's less predictable than an electric or gas fired, where you can pick and choose what color you want. But that's sometimes the fun of it, not knowing how it's going to turn out.
Well, that's great that there's more than one of you out here that's doing pottery. And the other thing I think you mentioned is you also do some painting.
Yes, I work for some local restaurants. I do some sign painting and some murals. These days I'm working mostly for a Peruvian restaurant. There's one in Montero called La Cocinera, and they have a few others around the Bay Area. So I kind of hop from restaurant to restaurant doing Peruvian-themed murals. And that's what I've been spending most of my time doing lately.
Well, it sounds like you're well-traveled and you've got some very broad interests. The other thing is you focus on music primarily in country style?
Yes. I grew up in Texas and picked up on, I think that really influenced my country sound. Even though I was in North Carolina for a brief period, I still absorbed some of the bluegrass out there, and my music varies. It's bluesy, it's bluegrass, it's country, it's folk. I guess you would call it Americana, but I don't know what else to call it. It's just a mix of American music.
It must be a little tough, though, having your band made up in Oregon while you're here in the Half Moon Bay area.
Well, she's my best friend, and we've been playing music for probably 15 years, and it seems like we've almost always lived in different places, but we still manage to get together, make an album, or play a gig. And she has two little boys right now, and they're just almost to the age where we're going to start gigging again. But I did a solo tour up to Oregon last summer, and we were able to play a couple shows together. And the great thing about Miranda is our voices sound like sisters, and we harmonize, and it's like our voices become one voice, and it's kind of the language that we speak together in music. Sometimes I'll go months without talking to her, but we'll get together and play music, and that's like, I kind of understand how she's feeling or what she's going through just by like jamming out, and that's our connection, I guess.
Yeah, the other thing I want to plug, though, is your website, which is missb.info, which is unusual because I've heard of EDUCOMGOV. Info is a new one. How did you get that?
Well, I guess there's some other Miss B's out there, so I had to. Miss B is my southern name. It's just a nickname that I grew up being called, and I decided, okay, Miss B should be my stage name. It's southern and kind of country sounding, and kind of describes my music a little bit, but so I decided to just put that in my website.
Well, speaking of your music, you did bring your Martin with you today, and anybody who's checked out your website will know that rarely do you go without your Martin. Do you think it's about time maybe we let the people listen to you play the Martin and sing a bit?
Sure. I was going to start out with this one song, so I just wanted to say quickly, like, after I drove across the country, and I ended up finding a farm in Santa Cruz to work on, and the farmer ended up being a potter, so I was able to continue the pottery. But after a year, I decided to drive up the coast and find a place on my own where I could have a garden and set up my own pottery studio. I found a place in San Gregorio with a cabin and a room for rent, and I ended up writing this song about my experience there. It's called the San Gregorio Blues. There ended up being a rat problem in this place, and it's kind of a funny song. It's kind of embarrassing, but ended up having to leave shortly after moving into that place because the landlords didn't feel like it was anything they could do about it, and I had these rats crawling on me at night on my bed. And one morning, it was the final straw when I woke up, and I was looking just in this rat's eyes, just like right in my face, just woke up to that. And I was just like, I'm out of here. So my friend Miranda and I wrote this song. It's called the San Gregorio Blues.
Yodelay, yodelay, lay, oh, San Gregorio, ho, ho, yodelay, hee-hoo, San Gregorio, ho, ho. Let me tell you about a time I found some land, thought it was kind. I grew a garden full of joes, 'cause it got eaten up by goats. Yodelay, yodelay, lay, oh, San Gregorio, ho, ho, yodelay, hee-hoo, San Gregorio, ho, ho. My roommate, he was so rude, he'd leave out lots of food. Besides the goats out in the pen, the rats were his only friends. Yodelay, yodelay, lay-o, San Gregorio, ho, ho, I cried. San Gregorio, ho, ho. It was early one morning, I was laying in bed. I felt something tickling my head. It sent me into outer space, and I woke up with a rat in my face. A rat in my face, a rat in my face. I woke up with a rat in my face. You know you're living in a real bad place when you wake up with a rat in your face. Odelay, odelay, lay, oh, Santa Gregoria, ho, ho, yodelay. Ee-hoo, Santa Gregoria, ho, ho. Outside we had dogs and cats, and inside it was raining rats. I left town in a big disgrace, 'cause I woke up with a rat in my face. A rat in my face, a rat in my face. I woke up with a rat in my face. You know you're living in a real bad place when you wake up with a rat in my face. Oh, we, yo, San Gregorio, yodelay. San Gregorio, ho, ho. Well, here's a lesson, all the same, you don't have to feel ashamed. Always sleep with your face in a sack, so you don't wake with a kiss from a rat. Yodelay, yodelay, lay, oh, San Gregorio, ho, ho, I cried. San Gregorio, ho, ho.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah.
A lot of people who aren't real local here might not realize that San Gregorio is this little place south of Half Moon Bay, and it's known for the San Gregorio General Store, and I noticed in your that you have played there in the past. And on weekends, during the afternoon, it's a great venue for music, and it is this old country-style general store. And if you haven't been there, you've got to go, and if you've played there, it's got to be a good place, right?
I love hanging out there. I like to go there on my days off and just listen to music.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Now, Bridget, let me ask you, is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about you, your music, and your artistic endeavors?
Well, I'd love to play a few more songs from my friend Miranda wrote. She's one of my favorite songwriters. And I think I've pretty much wrapped up everything about how I've gotten to where I am. I don't know what else to say.
Well, one thing is for people to, and I'll, the missb.info website, because any upcoming appearances will be there, and hopefully we'll also have them on the calendar on coastsidebuzz.com. And are you kidding? I'm getting a private concert here, and I'm loving it. So more music, absolutely.
Thanks. Yeah, I just rather my work just speak for itself. You know, I'd love for I'm planning on having some kiln openings sometime during the holidays. So if people are interested in viewing some of my pottery, just check out my website where everything's updated. And same goes for my gigs. So thanks for mentioning my site. I'm going to play a song called Lit Up in Blue by Miranda Ettinger. Lit up and I'm blue. I'm drinking this wine, thinking about you, and I know if we are through. Lit up, babe, I'm blue. Well, that's you. And I was gonna go out today, but I had a drink instead. I grabbed a bottle, went back to bed. Memories of you run through my head. I was gonna go out today, but I had a drink instead. I'm lit up and I'm blue. I'm drinking this wine, thinking about you, not knowing if we are through. I'm lit up, babe, I'm blue. Well, that's you.
I went out to the car to get some from a trunk. I slipped and fell, I'm such a drunk without you. I got no control, why'd you have to let me go? I'm lit up and I'm blue. I'm drinking this wine, thinking about you. Not knowing if we are through. I'm lit up, babe, I'm blue. But that's you. I don't know how many I've had, but gonna have me one more. I've been this way since you walked out the door. Now I've fallen out of bed, I'm lying on the floor. I don't know how many I've had, but gonna have me one more. I'm lit up and I'm blue. I'm drinking this wine, thinking about you. Not knowing if we are through. I'm lit up, babe, I'm blue. But that's you. I was gonna brush my teeth, but I stained them with wine. I can't forget about all the good times. Like when I was yours, you were mine. I was gonna brush my teeth, but I stained them with wine. I'm lit up and I'm blue. I'm drinking this wine, thinking about you. Not knowing if we are through. I'm lit up, babe, I'm blue. That's you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, there's only one person in the audience that's here right now, but our listeners will enjoy this. The floor is all yours if you'd like to do another.
Okay. Yeah, I got another one. Let's see. All right, here's another song by Miranda Ettinger. It's called Free Ticket to Burning Man. And I've seen Bob Dylan, been to Disneyland, but I ain't never been to Burning Man. And I ain't got no money in my pocket, as I've been saving up for my next rocket. I think I'm going, I'm getting pumped. It's what I need, cause I just got dumped. I need a free ticket to Burning Man, a free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man, yeah. I need a free ticket to Burning Man, free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man, yeah. Ooh. Going down to the desert, I'm gonna take off all my clothes. Gonna lose all inhibition, gonna let everything go. I'm gonna let it all hang out, don't care, can see. I'm gonna become the queen of debauchery when I get my free ticket to Burning Man, a free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man. Everything that walks, I'm gonna try to kiss everything that talks. I'm gonna sleep on the ground, gonna sleep on your face. I'm gonna walk myself into
space when I get my free ticket to Burning Man. Free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man. Yeah, I need a free ticket to Burning Man. A free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man. Yeah, yeah. Well, I never got none. Was with you, just what you expect this poor girl to do. I'm just about busted right out of these pants. I think I'm gonna have to give somebody a lap dance when I get my free ticket to Burning Man. A free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man. Yeah, I need a free ticket to Burning Man. Free ticket to Burning Man. I need a free ticket to Burning Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's funny because we had these neighbors, they're not here anymore, but every year they went to Burning Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got one more if I could.
Absolutely.
Play one more. This next song I wrote with my friend Julianne Anderson and my pottery friends. It's called The Ballad of Millwood. And it's about a potter that goes missing. We were sitting by the fire one night burning our pottery. And we just started telling ghost stories. And what do you think happens at night when the sun sets around this ranch, and there's some people living there, and so that's how we came up with this song. When the sun goes down, you best be homeward bound. When you hear that sound, you know Cora's in town. Smell that eucalyptus, see the dancing pampas. And don't you get lost in the deep mist, or follow that fiery hiss. Some talk and tell, she's been wandering around. The only thing left behind was ashes on the ground. Some say she went fishing on the day she went missing. I still say something about that cune up on the hill. Some say she went
still say something about that kill up on the hill.
Thank you, Bridget. Bridget, it's been a pleasure having you here today, and I appreciate the concert, and I think our listeners are going to appreciate it too. And so please remember the website, missb.info. Miss B, M-I-S-S, the letter B, and .info, and check out her music, and also look at where she's appearing, because hopefully we'll see soon her musical partner come down from Oregon, and they can be a duet again, playing a local site.
With the Sheehaw Band.
The Sheehaw Band, I love the name of that. You know, the first time I saw that, when I looked at it after I got your information, I just got a kick out of that. Because there used to be, you're not old enough to remember it, a TV show called Hee-Haw.
Well, it's kind of a takeoff of that. We're actually writing a musical, a comedy musical to go along with it. So, but Sheehaw, being an all-girl country band, is kind of how we came up with the idea.
It's a great name, and it's got a good ring to it. Bridget, thank you for being with us today. I hope you all have enjoyed the music, listening to a little bit of Bridget's story, and look forward to our next musician here on Coastside Musician on CoastsideBuzz.com.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Look forward to seeing you locally playing.